Call the City of Dyer Mayor and Board of Auditor first meeting, March 12th, 2018 to order. First order of business will be the approval of the minutes, February 26th, 2018.
Second.
The motion and the second, is there any discussion? Stop, call the roll, start with Robert Garite.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. If there's any visitors, please step up to the end of the table, state your name, any concerns.
I won't take long. I'm Pam Detloff. I'm with the Gibson County Office on Aging. I have been with the county government for 13 years. I'm seeking the office, the registered deed. Just want to let you know who I am. If you have any questions, please call me. I know how to do the budgets, I do contracts, grants, work with the public well, so. All I have. I just want to pass out my cards. Originally from Bradford. Lived there all my life, except for about a year. Concerns about the senior citizens, please give me a call. I'm at Bradford 84 Monday through Friday. But I look forward to serving as your registered deed. Thank you.
Any other visitors?
You need to talk to her about that, Tom. Huh? Talk to her about it.
Got one question on it, then I'm out of here. Why was I took off the roll up to the water plant?
Say it again.
Why was I took off the roll-ups working a Saturday at the sewer plant?
I didn't know you was.
Well, it's in danger.
That you was taken off?
I wasn't off. They just took my name off of it. I haven't been on it since November.
I didn't know that. That would be... Mr. Tyson, I didn't know that. That would be your supervisor's.
He didn't know about either.
Didn't know that you was taken off? Well, he's only one that has... Control that list, did you?
Yeah, I mean, I made a list, and I don't know if you always put it on it or something. But I'm trying to get it fixed, if that's what the supervisor wants to do.
What's that going on here?
Are you talking about going out there for the dumpsters on Saturday? If you're off of it, I mean, we'll be glad to get that fixed as long as it's okay with your supervisor.
Well, I asked Bradley about it. Bradley made the remark that it was all for the people that was on call only.
And that would be your supervisor's call. I'll talk with him and everything. We'll see if we can't get it straightened out.
No, thank you,
Mr. Tyson.
Thank you, Asa.
I'm leaving.
You don't have to leave.
Stay out there. Thank you.
Any other visitors?
What kind
door you want? Well, Tom said he was
going to
hit the door and everything, but
he
never did get one.
What's this, no?
Nothing. They're teasing you.
Yeah, we can get one. Tell me what you need.
Brad, why can't they wash your car twice a week?
That's not our decision. I mean, that's his supervisor. That's the supervisor's decision. What's wrong, Chief Shanklin?
Did Willie leave?
He's got a
problem. He'll go out and talk to somebody.
One of them called probably.
Randy, did you know anything about that, sir?
About Ace being taken off?
Yeah.
I just heard that he had. I don't know why.
But it was a supervisor decision, or?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know.
We'll deal with it tomorrow and everything, and it'll be fine.
It's been on since November. Should have said something before now.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah, I
There's not any more visitors. We'll move on to the mayor's report. First thing I want to say it on the record. At the last board meeting, it was reported that I said that the school doesn't add any revenue to the city of Dyer. I want to be clear on the record that we know the school adds many benefits to our city, including the teachers that make our school special and successful. We're proud of the Dyer schools, the teachers, and the students, and we're grateful for everything they add to our community. The school and the students, they are a valued part of our community, and our first responders and law enforcement are ready to respond to any emergency that may happen there. And it was nothing that anybody done wrong. I made a statement at the last board meeting that it was incorrect. It was the simple fact of I didn't elaborate on it. We know and we appreciate, you know, our teachers and our school system and our students and everything. And I just want to make sure that is recognized. It's recognized that we do know that they buy groceries at our grocery store. They buy, you know,
ones that live here.
People that come into town and everything. So I just wanted to make a statement and make it known.
Thank you, baby.
And everything. So the ones that come into town, the ones that don't live here, come into town. They may buy gas and buy the chicken up at the store and everything else. So just let everybody know we appreciate them also. I brought you guys in the committee before we got here. Just a small explanation about our committee that we had before here. Everybody here knows. I just want to be forward about, you know, what we're meeting about and everything else. Our committee meetings are open to the public. Anybody can come at any time. We welcome people to come, and there are people with busy lives and everything that can't make it, and it's recorded and put on the computer system. As far as our board meetings, our committee meetings, we'll be glad for you to come and sit in. In the committee meeting, we had the mowing at the schools, the elementary bank, and the football field area. It is the consensus of the city board that we're going to take care of around the basketball area and keep mowing and mow the other area higher, and the football field will be mowed by the school system. The elementary school will be mowed by the school system. And a lot of that's for liability purposes. Talking about the building behind the school and sidewalks around the city that we're going to start working on and start repairing and making our city a more walkable city. And that's pretty much what we talked about in our committee. Department reports, fire.
I only have one small thing. The grant, AFG grant for fire prevention, we're ready to submit. I hope to have it done this week. This total is $76,000 we're applying for federal grant. The cities will have a match. I know I had said before we wouldn't. Originally we wouldn't, but now there's a 5% match, so it's right at $3,600 roughly the city if we were funded in the full grant. So about $3,600 would be the city's match. Basically, we'll give you permission to put in for it. It's not a guarantee to get it, but we definitely won't get it if we don't apply for it.
What's it for now?
As fire prevention, this will be for the message sign, which that's the biggest expense, right at $40,000 for that. The fire fund costume for the go to the school, and it's also a little fire truck robot thing that'll go to the school as well. That's all fire.
Any events that we have?
Any events, and then $10,000 worth of publications, coloring books, fire hats, things that we give out to the kids, stickers. That should last us about 5 years.
That's awesome.
At the last meeting, Chief Shanklin said that, and I know he said that, but I just want to reiterate what he said, it was no match, but it used not to be, but, and I asked him, you know, he said, do I need to tell the board, and I said, yeah, you know, make sure that they know it's a 5% match and everything. You agreed upon what he'd done before, you need a motion to do the 5% match.
I make a motion that we follow through on the grant and with the 5% match.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion?
If this grant is awarded, it would be awarded in the 2018-2019 budget year.
That's correct.
So we could go ahead and plan to have that in a future budget. If we don't use it, then it's great.
Right.
And Chief Shanklin also said that it's possible that part of this grant would be funded and part wouldn't be, and so we'd be up to $3,600. We're not sure.
Any more discussion?
Do you have a place to store this
yes.
stuff that if you get the grant?
Okay.
Not any more discussion. We'll call the roll. Start with Jennifer Wright.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
That's all I have.
Thank Police.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
I got higher bids on the vest than I was expecting, but if we can get up to approve to what I had budgeted, I think it was $3,500. In April, I go to a vendor's meeting and all this stuff, and usually you can get stuff a lot cheaper, especially if you're buying in bulk. So if I could just get approved up to, what was it, $3,500, Dave, or $3,150?
It was $3,150, but I asked you to ask for $3,500 to make sure you had it covered.
That's
the vest you asked for, Mr. Tom.
The good vest.
Yeah, the helmet and vest package that we looked at was $750. It was about $400 more than I was told. But I can cut half that if I can get the vest, and then we can get the helmets from Military Surplus.
You budgeted $475 for the tactical vest.
That wasn't the good one, though.
What?
So that's coming in actually cheaper. That's what you...
$750.
You budgeted 7 tactical vests at $475 each. So this is cheaper than that, right?
No,
this is a better vest.
No, it's a better one.
Yes.
That's what the helmet for. Without the helmet, it's $450.
That's what you said earlier.
The high-powered ones.
Chief Lindsay, you'd like a motion to...
I make a motion to spend up to $3,500 for the good vest.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion?
Is it 35 going to be enough?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's it. Abby, seconded.
No.
Craig.
Sorry.
Any more discussion?
Was that with the helmets or not the helmets?
No.
Pretty much, we've got helmets from the surplus before.
Are they as good?
Yeah, they're Kevlar helmets.
Okay.
About 4 of us have them, so it wouldn't take the 3 to get 3 more.
Okay.
And if he decides he needs them or whatever, he'll come back and see us.
And I looked for level 4 vests in there, and they didn't have them. But I was trying to get the price paid on them, but they didn't have them on Military Surplus on that. So.
Any more discussion? Not Colorado. Start Mr. Robert and go right.
Aye.
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 Motion carried.
That's all I have.
Thank you. Street.
No report.
Finance personnel.
City stickers are still on sale through April 16th. City stickers are $30. For any vehicle that you operate in the city of Dyer, doesn't necessarily matter where it's registered.
Get me a Ford.
On April 16th, they will be $72.
and you don't want to be in the same shape as one of your illustrious predecessors who had to buy seven of them at $72 a piece.
So I'd have sold the cart.
Don't forget that. We will try to remind you several more times, but remind your friends. And the newspaper might report that the city stickers are on sale for $30 through April 16th. If you can't get here in person, drop it in the night deposit, and we'll mail them back to you. Be glad to do that. We submitted our information to the Water and Wastewater Finance Board last Thursday. Based on what we see, I don't think we're going to have any problem. I think they're probably going to say, it looks like you've already taken care of everything needs to be taken care of, and so not to worry about it. And is there anything else I'm supposed to talk about? No, I don't think so. I think that's it.
Where are we in comparison to last year on the city stickers?
I hadn't looked today. We were running a little ahead the last time I looked. We have not run the ad yet. But one of the things, Ashley is real good at wording things on the water bill. She's the one that decides what it says on your water bill. And so there was...
You didn't have to throw her under the bus like that, Nathan.
No, this is a compliment.
Oh.
The way that they were worded last month, it looked like that if you didn't get it paid by the 23rd of February, that you were going to have to pay $50 more for your city sticker. And so we had a lot of people buying right there.
You know,
why in the world is this happening, you know? And then actually we've had a few this month. And so you keep doing that, you're doing great.
Give that woman a raise.
Anyway.
I have a question to ask you about that. One of the ladies in town asked me to ask you. She has a vehicle that's registered out of Illinois, and it's owned by a construction company up there, but she lives in Dyer.
That needs to have a city sticker.
I told her she had to get one. She told me to ask you why.
Because she lives in Dyer.
That's what I told her.
You know,
the city
ordinance. I told her that.
The city ordinance says that if it's operated by a resident, then the city of Dyer has to have a city sticker.
She lives in Cotton Pig's old house.
Yes, ma'am. Also, just as a matter of her own well-being, I don't know if they stopped her and that vehicle was registered somewhere else and that wasn't where she lived. I don't know what they do, but...
Well, that's what I asked her.
It's in the
company's name.
Yeah.
And that's what she
said. It's a commercial vehicle, and it's parked in the city of Dyer, because she lives in the city of Dyer.
Right.
I mean, the thing is, the grain company buys their city stickers.
Then that means that Chief Shanklin should buy a city sticker for his fire truck.
Well, actually, they're exempt. Governmental vehicles are exempt. So...
Yeah, she was just concerned because it's got Illinois on it, and then she would have a Dyer City sticker. She's wondering if she'd get stopped.
My question, is it her vehicle?
No, it's the company.
It's the company.
Then I don't see she's allowed to buy a city sticker then, because that gas company truck sitting in my driveway does not belong to me. It belongs to Gibson County Utility District out of Trump. I do not buy a city sticker for that truck.
I was thinking that's the way it was. But.
See, that's what I thought.
But does she drive it?
Yeah,
she works for that company, she drives it.
If you were to ask me, Craig, if you needed to buy a city sticker for that truck, I would say the gas company needs to buy a city sticker for that truck.
But she's part owner.
Then why do I have to buy one of city
trucks? She's still part owner in the company where the truck's at.
We normally say that if you're buying one for Trent, that you don't require one for Dyer.
If she's part owner in it, I start to say if she wasn't part owner, and
the
company had paid it. But if she's the part owner.
Yeah.
Chief, how do you feel about that, sir? Okay.
She's wondering if she gets stopped, what are they going to do as far as the tag and the city sticker?
Nathan's right, correct on one of these. Guess how, because we sat down with Judge Johnson and said, how do you want us? Because we were going, and if somebody, it was a conflict because we had, when the ordinance read, is if somebody lived here and had Rutherford, you know, had a Rutherford address, but they stayed here 4 or 5 nights out of the week. We were used to saying that, and then Judge was like, stop that. But
the reason I was asking that is because when... My daughter got her tags. When she was the home health nurse, she had a different county on hers. The courthouse made me buy the Gibson County tag to put over it, and then I had to get the city sticker. That's what they told me.
I thought you was asking because of the
by law.
Got the big house.
Yeah, I did, but I was saying about my daughter. So why wouldn't she have to do that? If the courthouse told my daughter's people. She had my daughter do it. Because they told me I had to get her a Gibson County sticker.
Within 30 days of living in your residence, you're supposed to have now. Company cars
are different.
If she's okay. Part owner.
She's part owner.
Yeah, she's part owner in it.
If she's part owner, she has to buy a city sticker.
It's her and her ex-husband. And she wanted me to ask Nathan and Chris tonight.
I mean, she's part owner. She lives there. That truck's there with her.
As long as
she should pay.
She should pay it.
You don't own that truck.
Well, I tried to tell her
that. Well, that's and that's the thing. I mean, and Chief Lindsay's right, and you need to tell her that.
I told her that, but she said
No. I'm saying that you need to tell her about...
She needs to contact the Department of Safety and talk to them about that.
Okay, because I told her if she wanted to know, come to the board meeting and ask.
Well, the Department of Safety will lead her in the right direction about where she needs to get her tickets.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell her that.
If she has any questions, then Chief will be glad to... talk
please
to her.
Do.
Well, if you have any questions, I mean, she'd be glad to talk to her. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
He's good about that.
Thank you. That's what I was wondering.
Where's that city limit sign supposed to go?
He's being funny to me.
Has it been moved?
Yes, sir. That's your right. Moved. It has been moved.
Is it in the right spot?
It's. What is the right spot? The spot that it's in?
Spot. I know where it goes.
No, you knew where it was because you don't know where the actual city limit is. Because you didn't get on the deed to get on there and run the deeds.
I bet you I can put you pretty darn close to it.
Bet you can't.
Uh-oh, let's go.
Which one?
One on Walnut Extended. Each resident of the city who owns, leases, or operates a motor vehicle, which is...
Is that the one that goes down the sand?
Required to be registered with the State Department of Revenue Motor Vehicle Division shall be responsible for registering such motor vehicle with the city recorder between January 1st and April 15th of each year. The fee shall be $30 per registration. Any registration purchase after April 15th of each year or after 30 days established residency within the city of Dyer shall be assessed an additional $42 late charge.
So, city judges, so... Craig, technically, if you were a resident operating that vehicle in the city, it's required to have a city sticker, but the city judge who actually enforces those things has said, if you've got a Rutherford sticker or a Trenton sticker or something like that, they're not going to, and so we just, that's what we've done. So. You understand what I'm saying, but in, like in these other people's case, then if they operate that vehicle.
Oh. Water and sewer operations?
I have no report this time, Mary.
Thank you.
You save it for later, huh?
Thank you. Committee reports, public safety and health. Finance administration personnel committee.
Nothing at this time.
Street maintenance, water, sewer, and landfill committee.
We get our truck back yet?
We got it back, but it's tore up again.
You are kidding me.
The new one?
Yes, he is. No, sorry. He's not.
No, I'm not kidding.
It's tore up again?
Yes.
It's just not working.
It just don't work. See, you guys go out and buy these souped-up vehicles that work forever that don't even work when it gets here. I don't understand, Mr. Tom.
Well, you got a lot of...
Spend all this money for something. At least it's under warranty. That's all I can say.
Ask them when they work. Somebody needs to put a bomb under them or something.
The PTO will not lift. It's even close to the amount that the other one would lift.
When are they going to get
it
fixed?
Is it gear-driven PTO?
I haven't had a chance to call them yet. We've been busy on that.
I thought they had somebody come down and check it out.
They did, and they fixed it.
Is it a gear-driven PTO?
It's still not fixed.
Is it a gear-driven PTO?
What?
I don't know. It's hydraulic. It's hydraulic.
Oh,
it ain't going to work. I told you.
Ain't it hydraulic?
Gear-driven PTO. I mean, it works off PTO.
We bought whatever y'all...
Wow.
First of all, they need to get on it and get with it. They shouldn't start to... Hell, the truck ain't worked since we got it.
Take it back.
I would.
Tell them if they can't fix it, get a different truck. My God.
Was it the same thing?
Yeah, I know they just took it back, and you just got it back, and it still don't work?
Well, when we started doing the sewer down here on North World today,
yeah,
we got to put mud and stuff like that. Had to come back and move the load back to the back to get it to pick it up.
So today,
I don't know whether you can turn that pump up some way, but they've got all those safety things on this truck. And Bradley went to try to give it gas to see if that would speed up and give it more power. Well, they've got it to where when you give it gas, it kicks PTO out. It's a safety feature.
Holy cow.
Who do you call to get that work done?
I tell you the truth, I was going to call the guy over at Steve Marsh Ford because they're the ones that got these guys in Nashville to do the bed and stuff. Not Steve Marsh, I'm sorry, Lane Cobb. I was going to call him and tell him.
We'll give him a good talking to. They need to get with it and get it done. You know, it's.
Tell them to get over here and take it back.
If they can't handle it, go over their head. I don't know. That ain't.
If you've got a new vehicle and you've had to work on it twice in 2 months, you better get rid of the
vehicle. I'd get rid of it because something else is going to go wrong.
It's just the bed on
it.
It's not.
Well, somebody needs to.
Well, it's who they leased out to fix, put the bed on it.
Yeah.
So they're
dragging.
Yeah. But you hired
who you say you took it to?
Well, Lonnie Cobb. We bought the truck.
I know, but you hired Lonnie Cobb. He hired somebody to put it on.
He hired
somebody. Well, you need to take it over to Lonnie Cobb and let him know that you keep it until they fix it right.
I hate to think about having to fix a new truck. If you have to fix a new truck, you're going to have to fix it for the rest of its life.
Well, something else truck, is going to go wrong with it.
Yeah, the thing with that, Ray, the truck had to have a bed put on it.
Yeah. Make them tell you back.
So I don't want to.
You can do that, can't you, Bill?
No, not
you
the, cannot. The bed.
The bed. If the bed didn't come on the truck.
But they subbed it out, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's they got to fix it.
Bed. Yeah, but you could make them do something about the bed.
Right. Perform
it.
Right.
Market
it. I don't know if you can make them take the whole truck back.
No.
But you might be able to get the bed replaced or something.
If we don't get some satisfaction, we'll pitch a big fit.
Okay.
If it's a damn fit, we're on recording.
That's right.
See, what do you think?
See, the bump is too small. Something's not enough.
Right.
It's not enough to do what it's got to do.
Like you, something else is
going to happen. Oh, it'll be problems
it'll
from
be
now.
It'll be this and that and this and that.
It always is.
Yeah.
Used to before all that safety stuff. Everything just
works.
You might tear off your arm, but it would work.
It'd work.
That's all I got to say, I guess. That's
stirred up a stink, Dean.
You sure did.
Well, like you need to stir up a stink with
on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with
I
that.
I mean, the truck's, what, 6 months? When did you order it? 6 months ago?
September. We just got it in February.
I know.
Yeah.
But you
know,
Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
Hey,
tell Willie. He said, vote for her.
People who contract to put it on is liable to fix it.
What do we pay for it?
Just 60-some thousand.
Right at 60 is what.
Yeah, yeah. It's a real nice truck. Nice truck. The bed just don't work.
Hey, it's even got steps to get it.
If I'm up there and sit down and look, then get out.
That's what's wrong with your bug. I didn't know that.
Well, they could. They didn't load it up.
You speak G-Lane. Yeah, that's what's wrong with
your bug. Cars and buildings?
Maybe that's what they need to do.
Nothing at this time. Okay. Unfinished business. Anybody know of any unfinished business?
Can you give us an update or the have they met or anything on these buildings across or what's going on?
I had two people look at it this week.
There will be a meeting in April, the first Monday in April, at 7 o'clock, industrial board meeting, and I'm sure they're going to discuss this building. I don't know anything else. I know that there's been some people come look at it, made offers on it.
Question, a couple potholes that we had to dig up and we got gravel down, is that unfinished business? Would that be
We're gonna move to new business on that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
That's not on here, is it?
Did I not put that on there?
Well, it's gonna be, because it was supposed to be on there. Thank you. We'd have got to it. We'd have figured it out, though. It's not.
Stitch. Okay. Whatever.
What'd you call me?
Nothing.
Oh.
What's the bear road up there?
New business? All right. Here's the deal. And I know you guys want to know. You see a bill for $7,395. That's really not a bill, but it is a bill, okay? These guys have been digging in these holes for some years now, and I've gotten on to them for digging in those holes, and I told them that I would not allow them to dig another hole that was above their head without a shoring box. They come back to me and says, we don't have one. I said, I understand that. These guys' lives mean more to me than that hole does. And it's not going to happen anymore. So, Willie went to Egypt or somewhere, Indiana, on a trip. And went to a wet show. They found a vendor that had a shoring box, and
a modular shoring box,
yeah. And he come back and I asked him on Valentine's Day. I had them all in here, okay. I'll just be straight up honest with you. I was mad. I was upset. I didn't know, you know, Mr. Tom knew what was going on. I was disappointed to see that we had employees down in a 12, 14 foot hole with the ground being as wet as what it was. Anything could have happened. And I called them in. I told them, I said, I ought to keep you to midnight tonight, not to let you go home to your families. I said, that'll teach you. I said, because you know, it would have been real easy for one of you guys, for that dirt to fall in on one of you guys and you not get somebody out of that hole and they not get to go home to your families. I said, that would have been sad. I said, it's not going to happen on my watch. It's not going to happen on y'all's watch, the alderman's watch. And I told him, I said, you're not allowed, period, to get in a hole until we get a shoring box. So here's the deal. I talked with Mr. Tom a little bit. I talked with Mr. Ray a little bit. We tried to figure out where the money was going to come from and everything else. It's water and sewer. That's all we're going to use it for. It's going to come out of water and sewer. We can either rent this box that I have already called. It's a brand new system. They come down, they demonstrated it, showed the guys how to use it, put it together, and actually they used it today.
Okay.
A hole about 12-foot deep. It wouldn't have mattered to me because I would have called somebody and had the sewer line dug up. And it would have cost us $10,000 or $15,000 to have probably about ten for a contractor to come in and do what they done today. Because we done it on Broad Street, Mr. Tom. Not long ago. Had a contractor do it through a sewer.
How tall of a size is this?
It ends up being 10 foot is what it ends up being. We're gonna have to buy another box to go on top of this one, which will end up costing us about another $3,000 or so. I'll be honest with you. It's on here. It's $8,500 worth of stuff. I talked them down as low as I could get them on it. I got them down to $7,395. They threw in some legs and some spreaders stuff.
With a show price.
And everything. And it's a 13% discount on the bill is what it is over the show price. I'm asking you guys to purchase it tonight. If not, it's going to cost us $1,000 to rent it. So I'd like a motion to purchase it.
I make a motion to purchase this trench box system for $7,395. We have no choice in it.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion?
You mean to tell me that they have been getting in the hole?
Yes, sir.
Normally, they usually go to Trenton, Gibson County Gas Company. Not Gibson County Gas, the water
district. Water district.
Oh, with Trenton.
They only have a 4-foot box.
Well, I'm saying normally it will happen, but I'm surprised they was off in that hole that deep. I'm surprised.
Scary.
That should have been a no-no from day one.
Yeah. So, you know. Mr. Robert, I got on pretty good and everything. I got on to them pretty good and everything, and I told them I'd better not ever see it again.
Now, I don't mean any harm, Willie. I don't mean any harm, but really, the supervisor should have known better.
Well,
amen.
I went up and looked at it, and I guess I'd have to stick up for the guys doing the work.
The only reason they didn't get rolled up is because of Mr. Tom, okay? I'll just be honest with you.
I went up on the street where it was happening, and the difference, there was asphalt. They cut a small hole. They were digging down. I don't remember how deep. The sides were solid as a rock. If it was in an open field, I could if there would have been two guys in the hole, both of them were in the hole and that it could collapse, no excuses, I'd have had a real problem with it. But there's two guys in the holes, three or four guys above the hole. Once you start a hole, it's hard to stop when you're trying to find the end of this pipe. So, yes, it was wrong, but I guess I'd have done the same thing as they did. You know, if it was out in an open field, it'd be different. On your asphalt, your water runs off. But that's why I think we needed to buy this right away, so there's no excuses again.
A 12-foot hole is a 12-foot hole, regardless of what. And it's dangerous, bottom line. No excuse.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
But they, okay.
That's... They have got to have the proper stuff to work with.
Right.
And they got it now.
We have got to make sure these ladies and guys have the proper material to work with. It's on us to do that, because just like the mayor said, you know, we can't replace a life. Can't replace a father, a mother. We can't replace them. So safety should be our number one thing, you know, with our employees.
Our guys... the lady that represents our insurance company comes in about once a quarter. And we were talking about some of the things that we've struggled with talking about training fire with the fire department and some of the things that we've done in the city. And
we always talk about liability, liability, liability. But when you get right down to it, you're not going to care how much the city has to pay.
No.
You're going to care that you lost somebody.
Right.
That's what's going to matter. It's more about safety than it is liability.
Right.
Now, liability is a way to convince everybody else, but when you guys sit around this table and you know that somebody was injured or killed because you didn't provide the tools that they needed to do their job, you're not going to care how much the city has to pay.
That's right.
I mean, that's just...
That's right. Amen. So it happened, and thank God nobody got hurt. We got something to take care of it.
And we fixed it.
Well, let me ask you a question. It's all about safety with it. When people are driving that backhoe and the track, the
skid steer,
do they wear their seat belt?
I doubt it, Michael.
Make sure they do.
They need to.
Yes, sir.
They need to wear it.
I'd agree with that.
That seat belt is on there for a reason. They need to wear it.
We had a tragedy at the landfill because of that.
Yeah.
Yes, he came right there.
Bulldozer.
Here's the thing. We need to stay right here on this. You can talk about that in a second, okay? We need to call the roll on this shoring box, okay?
Right.
Is there any more discussion about the shoring box? Not call the roll, start with Jennifer, go right.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. Okay. Mr. Tom, is there anything you want to say about that?
No.
Okay.
That's good.
I apologize. We just didn't need to get out.
That's okay. I agree.
You're right.
Most of the guys that work on the city crew are they're pleasers. They were there trying to please a homeowner, no excuses.
Right.
You know, so
well,
still wrong, but they're pleasers. They don't look at it.
Understand.
Some of them don't look at it like we do.
It's kind of like Randy told me. Randy said, I was just doing my job.
Right.
I was just doing my job. And I understand what he's saying. And Randy, I did not agree with you, did I?
No.
I mean, I was straightforward with you. I mean, I told you I don't want to see it happen again. It better not happen again. I'll call in the contractor to do the next one. I mean, I was straightforward about it. You guys mean more to me, and I know the city board, than a piece of equipment or whatever. If we, you know, if we need to buy something, you guys need to come to us and say, hey, look, this is what I need, and this is why I need it. You know, I need a harness for this. I need this for safety purposes. You know, the guys all have new hard hats now. They have vests. They have their shirts that are the yellow color. They have, you know, if they need a piece of equipment that is safety-wise, I don't know it. Okay, I don't know that they need something. I knew I'd been two or three times, and told them I didn't like it. I didn't, you know. And when I went up there that day and I seen it, I'd had all I could handle of it. I walked off, and I called them in and everything, and we had a long discussion. And I told them how much, you know, we actually care about them and everything, and I did not want to ever see it happen again. If they needed a piece of equipment, they needed to get the piece of equipment before they got in the hole. Whatever the case may be, if we need to call a contractor in, that's fine. But not to let it happen again.
You've got stuff right down here at the City Lumber Company that you could have made a shore box out of to keep anybody safe. And that's 3/4 plywood and some boards.
And some jack boards. Board or whatever.
Jack boards are put in there for somebody to get in the hole. If you get in a situation where this one here is tied up in a hole and you have nothing you've got to go do, go down there and get you some 3/4 plywood and make you a box.
Well, and the gentleman that was the vendor for this, when he came, said that if you get deeper than this box will go, he said you can satisfy your requirements by doing exactly
right.
What you said. But
so, guys, I mean, I want the employees to know, supervisors to know, and I guess the communication is off somewhere or whatever, and it's going to be fixed as of now. If these guys need something, and there's a difference between a need and a want, if it's a safety purpose or whatever, they better be coming seeing us and saying, hey, I need such and such. I need this, you know. Chief Lindsay, you know, he knows what he needs and everything. He needs some vests. You know, we're going to get them. I mean, you know.
System we got, how deep can...
We're going to have to buy another box to fulfill our needs.
Okay, do we need to get another box?
I don't want to purchase it right now.
Okay.
And if it's deeper than what we need,
they can get some plywood or something.
We'll take care of whatever it needs, okay? We'll slope it back.
Okay.
Now, then, the next budget, I am going to ask you for one more section. Okay. You know, not it won't cost this amount of money, but it'll get us as deep as we can dig to satisfactory get the job done.
Off that subject, I thought this excavator and the seat belts had to be.
Willie disabled that stuff.
I thought you.
If you
fasten the seatbelt and then sit on it, you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, is there some way we can make that policy where they put the seatbelts on?
All you got to do is make an ordinance. I mean, you don't have to.
All you got to do is ask, Tom.
I'd like you to make it anybody gets on that machine.
If you're getting caught without it?
You're off of it, or I don't care what. I was just as ignorant about that 20 years ago on one of my pieces of equipment. And
you found out the consequences.
Yeah. Pay for it ever since. So somehow you need to stress them guys to put that seatbelt on because it'll whoop you before you know it.
It'll take
just a second.
Even your lawnmowers have a seatbelt on.
Well, that's what I just said.
That big mower's a hunk of machine, too. They should wear it on there, too.
Randy, you got something to say?
Well, I'd like some clarity. Are you talking about going down the road or just at all times?
With the backhoe or whatever? Right. All the time.
He's saying you're sitting there digging.
Not while you're sitting there digging. If you're transported down the road, yes, because of the incidents we've had. We had a highway patrol stop one of our backhoes one day. And he got on his PA and told him, do not move, do not do anything else. He got out and walked up there and see if he had that seatbelt on. That's the only thing he was checking for.
Well, my thing is, when you're on that backhoe, you should have your seatbelt on. I mean, I tip my
piece. What's your reasoning, Randy?
Well, you know, of course, I guess I operate a little bit different than some of the other operators and everything, but I'm on and off. You know, I dig a while, I get off and help the guys.
Is it a shoulder harness?
No, it's just
well, you know, I understand what you're saying, Randy, but I guarantee you don't get up and down off that backhoe as much as I get up and down off that forklift in a day's time.
I mean, I think you should. I was just like you when I got safety reason you should wear it. I mean, you can while they're new and you make a habit of a new guys to wear it, it's just kind of like driving your car down the road. I never used to wear a seatbelt in a car, but I do now. Get a ticket, you know.
Click it or ticket.
Now, what you're saying is if they don't have their seatbelts on, what I understand right here, you're saying write them a ticket.
Well, I don't care, but
I just want them to wear it.
I'd like them to wear it.
There's got to be a reason. You've got to have a disciplinary action for it.
Well, write them up.
That's my point.
Yeah.
You go through the regular process. You'll counsel with them. Then
yeah.
Write them up. First time is a warning. Next time is a verbal. Next time
you're fired.
I mean, you can roll roll a backhoe in a ditch.
Three strikes.
When you're operating, if you had a cave in, you fall off. You can roll it into the ditch and fall off. I mean,
yes, you do. It's too late. You already done it. Go ahead.
Come on.
What she is.
Tell us.
Chief.
I'm ready.
What about motor vehicles?
What about?
Same thing. I was thinking about that a minute ago.
But you're talking about city motor vehicles?
Yeah.
They don't wear the seatbelt.
If you can't break the law, they ought to be buckled up too.
The law actually exempts.
There is, for utility vehicles, you can, that are doing certain things, they don't technically have to wear it.
Okay.
Seatbelt.
Okay.
But they also don't read water meters, but once a month, once a week, do they, Mr. Randy? That's correct.
If we leave town in a city vehicle, like going to Trenton or something, we do use our seatbelt.
But Willie, the thing about it is, I mean, you know,
if you,
right
if worst accidents can happen, a mile within too close to your house.
Meter readers, post office.
What about utility workers as far as them driving up and down the road?
What's your old road?
In a certain speed. Here's my plan. I'm going to be flat honest with you. Seat belts, there's a $10 or there's a $25 fine.
state, the city gets nothing from it. It's hard for us to go out and enforce it from people just flying by us right here. Troopers, they have an eye for it, and they get the tickets, but there's no court cost on it. There's no...
So it's okay, hard. Let me ask you a question.
I require my guys to wear it down in the patrol car.
Right.
We used to years ago, we just put it behind us and clip it, but now, since I've been a supervisor, I've required them.
Let me ask you a question. If there is a state trooper sitting right here on the side of this road, and William Caden comes from the wastewater plant and drives up here to City Hall and he's sitting right there, and Willie makes it left hand turn right there, is he going to write him a ticket?
Yes.
There's the clarification you need. Now you can make a decision on what you want him to do. Are you going to require it? Are you not? Or is it going to be their judgment?
Just because we're the board, we can't break the law.
I didn't say that. Are you going to leave that judgment up to them if they get a ticket? They'll pay it? I mean, how are you going to...
That's what I do in my vehicles. If they get a ticket, it's their ticket. But, I mean, I guess...
We
had a guy get a place on ticket.
Right.
And he paid his own ticket.
Really? You're going to keep throwing, you're going to get the boy fired. That's the third thing you've done on him than that.
I think what the mayor's trying to figure out is how serious you want to be about seatbelts and utility vehicles in the city. If they get stopped by
highway patrolman or
the city police or whoever, they're going to, that's one thing, but do you want to make this, I mean, it sounds to me like, and this is why I asked him for clarification. It sounds to me like you want to have a straight disciplinary procedure for people that don't wear a seatbelt and a piece of equipment. That sounds like what you've got.
Well, when you're checking lift stations, you're...
In a backhoe
that
or...
Chief speak over it. Chiefs won't speak.
Yeah, and what you're going to get into is if you sit here in an open board and say this, you're going to have people, Mo and Joe, don't know whether he's going and checking meters, seeing him without a seatbelt, calling every little thing in. They're not wearing their seatbelts. I mean, it should be a policy procedure, and just like I tell my guys, I have a policy procedure. If you get into a pursuit and you don't have your seatbelt on, it's on you.
Yeah.
Now, we discipline as well as we can, but there are certain times when they take them off right before they're fixing to jump out to do something that I can't.
Right.
I can't, you know, it's not a lot of clarification, but I'm saying if you get into this, it should be in-out. It shouldn't be something we discuss.
Okay.
I mean, that's just my opinion.
I agree. Next, when we meet for the other, we'll talk about this a little more.
Okay.
I think Chief's right. I think we need to talk about this.
We need some more input from everybody, I guess.
Okay, that's fine. But the backhoe.
No, the backhoe, you've already set a policy on that.
Okay, using the backhoe and stuff like that.
Any heavy
equipment, we need to be buckled. Anything that's
Yeah.
Don't use it.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
I'm talking about equipment.
Heavy equipment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lawnmowers,
well,
same thing.
I don't know about the lawnmowers. But
You can't know that there's a ditch or something there.
They need a lawnmower. They got the bills and everything else and banks.
If you're in the backhoe, you've got a cage around you. If you're on that lawnmower, just come right on with that thing.
You get used to using it.
Yeah, that cage, that's good to fall into if you roll one over. That's what I did.
You know anything about that, Mr. Tom?
Yeah, I know a bunch about it.
So, okay. Lawnmowers is to consider heavy equipment.
I don't know if we got seatbelts on all the mowers at work or all the vehicles.
We did.
No, we don't. I just said for
if it's on the lawnmower, we ought to buckle up. If it's not there, you know, we can't. It's no sense in spending money to put it on there.
No, everything we have has seatbelts.
Okay. Buckle up on a lawnmower.
I would.
You can get a DUI on a lawnmower.
Not working for the city of Dyer.
Hopefully we don't have that problem.
Sure, okay.
They got them on baby carriages, don't they?
I'll put out a memo tomorrow to the supervisor. The supervisor will hang it up to city shop and council and talk to everybody about it. Let them know what's going on. Okay?
Right.
And we'll discuss the rest of it when we have a chance to discuss a little more in depth and everything and have more of those clarifications.
All right, you got it, but I heard
I'm sort of like the chief. We can talk about it, but if we pass that, people's citizen will call in and make the biggest racket over nothing. I don't
know. That's true.
Because it's going to never hit the paper.
Yeah.
Well, I saw it right there over there.
Hey,
yeah.
He's not going to put that in there.
Okay.
Let's think about it and see.
All right.
Other than the heavy equipment.
Gotcha.
As of right now, it's the heavy equipment. Okay. Dang, Tom, you can get us off track bigger than anybody I've ever seen in my life.
That's all right.
We love you.
I'd rather them be mad at me than under one.
Item B under new business is I asked Nathan to put this on the agenda tonight. That old Mills on Wheels car that we had, you remember? I'd like to put it on GovDeals and sell it and get that money back in our general fund.
Do it.
Yeah.
Sure. Second.
Second.
I was making seconds. Is there any discussion?
When are we going to do some of the other vehicles we got?
We're going to look at the vehicles we have that night. You know, I told you.
Yeah, there's.
And then we're going to decide what you want to do.
Okay.
Okay. As of right now, this is the only one that we're going to.
It's in the way.
It's in the way. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Any more discussion? No. Call the roll. Start with Ray and go left.
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay. I don't know how to bring that up.
Which one?
I'm going to skip it until we get through it. potholes. There is a list of potholes that we've done. They're water and sewer potholes.
Yeah.
That we talked about. And there will be one more added to the list that they're digging right now, because by the time they get here to do it, it'll be ready to be done. So what I'd like to do is put the potholes out for bid and run it for maybe week, two.
Won't be ready for the next one.
No, hopefully it'll be ready for the next one.
In the meantime, can I say something?
Yeah.
On these potholes, we need to make sure they got gravel in there.
I've been on Willie about that and everything, and he said they've been taking care of
them.
But they can't keep the gravel in the hole because all the rain and everything. It keeps washing out, and they go back.
I understand. I really do, Willie. I understand. When it quits raining, put some gravel in the hole. I understand. When it quits raining, put some gravel in the hole.
They've been putting it in.
Okay. All right. I understand. We can't stop Mother Nature. We can't, but we can still put some gravel in the hole when it stops raining.
Hey, where you want us putting them holes when it stops raining?
Gravel.
Yes, sir. We got that. Then we're Willie.
Okay.
I told you, Willie, he'd get
it. I don't care if it's yellow gravel.
As
long as it ain't up in the hole, all right. Because before we know it, you're going to have people hollering about the front end.
Hard to have.
Hey, a man stopped by my house at 9 o'clock one night and said, what are you going to do about the front end of my truck?
Yeah.
I said, well, nothing.
Well, right down the road from
I'm sending the bill to Willie if I hit it again.
Right down the road.
I told him, I said, Mr. Richard wanted the speed bump there. I said, but the board wouldn't go along with it, so.
Well, right down the road from your house, you know. But
they fixed it.
I know some in there now.
Yeah. It wouldn't.
But it took a while.
Y'all did. It took a long time.
It took a while. So
that's what knocked front end my truck out of alignment.
Okay, keep doing it. If you keep raining, keep putting gravel in all of them. Thank you, Willie.
I need a motion to let bids on the potholes.
Make a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made. Seconds or any discussion?
How many potholes do we got?
11.
A bunch.
We have 8 totaling 922 square feet.
Do you got to do that heat thing and all that too?
That's what we're going to do, unless you say something else. But if we need to develop a spec for the other, if we're going to do it.
That seems like a lot of money for
I read something or heard something about potholes the other day that this cold pack don't do a darn bit of good.
That's why we don't use it.
And you have to use the hot pack.
That's right.
I believe there is a government agency in Gibson County that recently acquired a hot pothole fixing machine like the one that we've been contracting with.
Okay.
And I need to remind me to check on that.
For sale?
We need to go ahead and let bids, we're in discussion. Is there any more discussion about this? Not? Call the rest of us. Jennifer, go right.
Aye.
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 Two different ways. One with and one without.
Heat.
Infrared.
Both ways. That way you guys can see a description, see what you want to do, and make your mind up. The bids will be done, and that's all you had to do is lift the bids and everything.
Is there as much square footage this time as the last time?
No, this one's going to be about $12,000 to $13,000 is what we think this one will be. That's just based on what they've charged us.
Mr. Ray, there's a piece of equipment out there that cost $11,000 that hooks up on the front of our machine that to pay that with.
We ain't got time to do that. We got too much else to do.
Mr. Tom?
Past Nathan's bedtime.
Man, too.
I guess we'll see how.
Mr. Tom's upset with this, y'all.
No, I ain't upset.
He thinks that we should be doing it ourselves, honestly. He thinks it would be more cost effective and we could do more and it wouldn't have to sit there near as long and everything else.
Ain't got the manpower.
Well, here, it depends where we spend our time doing what. Where we justify my kind of thing is tearing down these houses, that's kind of a losing proposition. You're better off to pay somebody to do that, my opinion. It might be better to spend that time patching our own holes. But I don't know how long patching a hole lasts if you don't have the heat process. Do you know about that?
Ours hold up pretty good long, just like everything else does with the heat process.
Well, that's
because the hot blacktop's hot when you put it in the hole, so.
I don't know.
Y'all want to have a meeting about that?
I know.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Which Tom does. I mean, I wouldn't know what
we
meet about
the meeting. We do the meeting.
We do.
We start a lot of stuff and we don't finish a lot of stuff, so.
And we're trying to fix that. That's why we got a whiteboard back there hanging on the wall for each department. And we have certain things numbered and we're organizing things differently. And we're making sure that if something gets started, it gets finished. And if it don't get finished, then it's the supervisor's fault.
Shame.
No, I'm not blaming. I'm just saying, you know, there's a new process that we're using. And it's working good, I think. I mean,
you said that you're going to buy a machine for $11,000.
It's a roller machine.
A roller machine.
And I know not about it.
You remember the one the city used to have?
Years ago.
I don't remember it.
I do.
But they say it's in a field somewhere, or used to be. It's in a field somewhere around here.
I've never what seen you need to know right there.
Said all these things.
Some woman said something to me about a big hole.
Where's it at?
It's south of town. It's not the one we've been talking about where it floods.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
They're on the side of the road.
But there's another hole.
Hey, you know, we just fixed it today.
They're on the side.
Well, it was 2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah, we just
they fixed it. Thank you, Willie.
Thank you, Willie.
Yeah.
Look, this next thing is going to cause some controversy, and I know it is, but it needs to be done. We got a house on Hull Street, and I don't know the address. But it stops up with sewer all the time. And I want to shut the water off to that house until they fix the sewer line. Look, I told you it's going to cause some controversy.
Is it from the...
I know
if that's the problem and that's the only way to get it fixed, I say cut it off.
Well, I knew you were doing your job. I mean, I know that. I don't want somebody running out the board and tell me they can shut my water off. And then them saying, well, why'd they shut your water off? Well,
what we're going to do.
Yeah.
First, send them a notice.
Oh, we've already cited them to court.
Okay, it's time to do it. I so move that we do.
No.
You said that we should have a motion.
No, I did not. I never said anything about a motion. I said it's going to cause some controversy. But the bottom line is...
What all can you say out loud about that? Nothing?
You can say anything you want to.
What shouldn't we say?
The sewer ordinance says... Somebody is abusing the system,
okay.
We can suspend service.
Is the system being abused?
It is. In the past, our process has been to send a registered certified letter to say you've got so many days to correct this, and after that day, your service is subject to disconnection.
This is causing problems with the neighbors. I just got a text message during this meeting about it, okay?
Is this a rental house or is it?
No,
the owner lives there.
Well, the mama owns it.
It's in his name.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
And he's on disability. And there's a lot of other things happening in that address. I hope I'm...
Go far.
A lot of other things happening there.
Chief knows about it and they're taking care of it.
That are contributing to the problem. But if it comes to it, I mean, it's the kind of thing that, that you could hear from, you could hear from people.
I have directed our guys not to go back and run that sewer machine back through that clean out.
I agree.
Okay.
What exactly is the problem? No, I don't want that. Not that. With the sewer.
That's my problem.
Well, there are dangerous things in the sewer line that pose a risk, a health risk to our people, a much greater health risk than even sewer to our people if they work to clean out that line.
So we've asked them not to go back to that property and do anything to it?
But the problem is that they have opened up the cap on the clean out.
It's going out the yard.
And it's going out the yard.
So what do you do about that?
And we're going to turn the water off.
Okay.
I mean, that's
I just don't want there to be any controversy between me and the city board about what's fixing to happen.
I agree with you 100%.
I understand that.
We have notified them, right?
What?
Certified letter.
We have notified them by our police officers.
We'll send a registered certified letter.
Wouldn't it be a good idea to get some pictures?
Got
them?
Yeah.
Got
them? Willie's got you.
Okay.
But
we hadn't sent the letter yet.
No, because we saw it in the court.
Okay.
But if we're going to turn the service off, we need to send a letter.
Yeah.
Okay. But the city judge will take care of it. He'll sign them a...
Can I prove that?
Can I help you decide how to write that? As long as you feel like it's accurately reported.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I was wanting to sensationalize.
That's what's coming out of there clean out.
You just want to what?
Sensationalize it.
This is not an unusual situation. The mayor just decided to tell them about this time. Because, I mean,
What about child?
No, it's not.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we got to do something else.
Yeah, we've contacted him. Oh,
you see it. Now, law, you see it. Let the law, you listen to it.
Crack rock.
Do you hear what I said?
There's a lift laying right there on the table.
Fred.
Okay.
Fred,
used to hear
what
I
said.
What?
And if they're active needle use or something could happen.
Let me check and see.
Wow.
Well, I was just telling him
I make a motion. We need to.
I can do that.
What are you doing?
You call Clayson Jackson.
I just want to make you aware. Okay.
But he goes to the letter, right?
You just call Clayson Jackson. Okay. You can call. You know, it's the thing that picks up the hazardous things for needles and red
charge. Do they charge you?
No, they didn't know.
You find that
out for me. I used to handle that when I worked in the plant. I used to do all the hazards.
So, is there any other new business? Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion?
What is the length of time that number 326 covers?
1 month.
1 month?
Yes.
Wow.
That's the garbage pickup for the entire
time. That's the garbage pickup for the entire time.
45.
That's not bad.
That is our electric bill.
Up to every month.
Most of that is street light.
Well,
682.
In the water plant.
Engineering services for a state required permit to at the water plant.
852.
Chemicals for the water and wastewater plant.
And 1775.
Fire department stuff.
Fire department training costs.
That's not bad.
Did we have to end up paying that?
Yeah.
Couldn't get out of it?
Nope. Not unless you don't want to pay it.
Whatever you don't pay it.
Presume that they would.
What?
What if we don't want to pay? We talked to me about it.
I suspect.
I'm going to say this. The city board, and don't take it the wrong way, okay? The city board agreed to pay X amount of years on that when they did, and we're not going to renew the contract. So I feel like it's our obligation to go ahead and finish it out, regardless whether we do it or not. We made a commitment to do something. We need to
stick with it.
How many more payments we got on that?
I believe there's 2 years, Chief.
Is he not here?
No, he's
gone. He got a call.
I think it's this year, next year.
I think it's 2 more years after this, but I may be wrong. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a 3-year deal.
It's a 5-year contract. And they're using it. I mean, it's not.
They do use it. Now, they don't like most of it, but, you know, it's the same stuff over and over after so long.
They done been through the whole program, and now they had to start back over fireworks.
Yeah, but we can't. It's cost us more to get out of it with a 5-year. Right.
But the guys are what they're doing right now. They've done theirs. We started back at square one of what they originally started.
Third year.
That's the thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty good puzzle going on.
You make it a tower?
That they set up on the beginning. Right. That you had to do X amount per month. And it didn't match it out.
It should be this year, next year.
Should be this year, just 1 month. And you might have to go.
Next year, Craig, next year will be the last one.
I got it under control here.
Hand those out to your clients tomorrow when they come
here.
There's another one.
Next year's
the
last year.
Let your bill bigger tower.
Yeah, Chris, you vote for
it. No, sir, I'm going to pay. But I appreciate it, though. Miss Proctor, you hear that?
What's that?
There's one more year on that.
I heard
this
one
payment,
more.
One more.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be it.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions about the account?
budget 1827, that's the dumpsters on Fremont Street. Ain't it?
It's probably the dumpsters on Fremont and some from the land, I mean from the baseball plant. It's probably the mix of this.
How much would you like on that lot?
It'll be done Thursday.
I know some is done here and there.
I asked Willie this morning to set the clock.
You should have set the clock. Don't ask Willie to set the clock. Ain't Willie's job.
It's not definitely not my job.
Well, I'm not tall enough to do
it. Somebody
need to
cut
that. I did all
that. They forgot to pay the bill.
I mean, yeah.
I did all
that. Mr. Roberts said he's tired of being cold. You didn't pay the gas bill.
What gas bill? What time is it? Oh. Well, see, you used to the meetings didn't last very long, and so I thermostat.
Is on
a timer?
Well, I'll tell you what, brother.
You got to answer
first. Just keep it like this, you're short to beat, I guarantee
you. How do you think I feel sitting up here sometimes? And then I loaned him my heater out of my office.
Willie's about to sweat. But I found
out. Not any more discussion, we'll call the road and start with Michael and go left.
Yes.
Aye.
Motion carried.
I didn't hear you.
Anything? Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.